Okay, it's very late. 52, 50, I mean, sorry. Chav Zayin, we'll go to Terachre Eiz Gimel. Okay, so he says that what is the union of learning Torah, separating the hair, and then you become from white wool to become to white hair, which is a much higher level, and you connect yourself to Hashem. So he says, Sheyaskov, he is being another menafshim. When a person meditates in his nefesh, Echshay Deisul Salalocha Shalatayda, by combing out, meaning clarifying, that's what it means in a simple sense, clarifying the halacha, that you should know what's allowed, what's not allowed. Tzveimim nafshi is neshama, becomes elevated, lalis, it's al baruchu, and he becomes elevated, tashem, memele yogov, yitzma v'ched v'sashem. Then he'll be able to rejoice. The fact that he's becoming connected to Hashem, so then he'll realize he can rejoice with Hashem, which is Erenz HaBaruchu Mokar HaChayim Mokar Tainugim. Then he'll realize that he can connect to Hashem and he'll have more enjoyment. Yesim Yidrev Kol. Like it says, Tachas Shalavadus Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha Tuv Levav Yidrev Kol. What it mean? Afilu Mechayel Ma'bar Ganeidin Tachtim Ve'Elyin. He says a person when they do mitzvahs can rejoice more with Hashem than even Gan Eden, even the lower level and even the higher level of Gan Eden. Why? Because that's only Ziv. It's only a ray of the Shechina, Gan Eden. Here, you're connecting to the essence of Hashem, like you said before. V'gam b'china is Ziv. Even about the Ziv, it says, Al-Achad, Motiv de Ladaina. In other words, like this, even the ray is so great that the Gemara says it's worth for Achad to go to the punishment of Gehenim, that he should go to the world to come. That means even though it's only a ray of the Shekhinah, it's also very, very great. How much more so when you don't connect to the ray, you connect to the essence. When a person will realize his whole hope and his whole desire in learning Torah is l'sanik al Hashem mamish, to have enjoyment with the essence of Hashem, which is makar achayim makar atenim, the source of life, the source of pleasures. And he says, we don't feel it now. He says, av she'ein zatayin nirav v'niglub is galus. We don't see it now openly. In Gan Eden, at least they feel it. Here we don't even feel it. Hainu b'shem gadol kerech atayin gahu. She'ena elim is yichelun l'sevli. He says, why don't we feel it? Not because of a low level, it's too great for the worlds to handle. In other words, it's a pleasure which is higher than world, so we in world can handle it. Therefore, we can't even understand it. So he says, if that's the case, it shouldn't even have more simcha, because we understand, we don't feel it, but we understand that the pleasure I'm getting from connecting to Hashem by doing a mitzvah, which is greater than the lower Gan Eden, higher than the higher Gan Eden, that he getting of such a level of godliness, in other words, he says the simcha is even greater. Not only are you getting Gan Eden, lower level, higher level, which only raise. Yeah, it's great. Like it says, Achaz should go to Gehenna in order to come to Gan Eden. But here we're getting even greater. You're getting a revelation and enjoyment with Hashem, a connection with Hashem, that it's so great that worlds can't handle it. And therefore, we don't feel it. The same thing, we're learning Torah. Now we're doing mitzvahs, we're learning Torah. It says, which is like white snow. Thought and speech of a person, and bechinas levushim are garments, like it says in Tanya. Machshava levush haprimi, and dibur is levush emtzoi, the middle kind of garment. You notice it says like this. It's later. When a person thinks, it's the internal garment. Therefore, why is it called Levushim Yuchel Agrilim? Because it's so connected to the Nefesh. The Nefesh always functions, so does thought. Dibur is separated from the person, but not as bad as action. So he says, when you do mitzvahs, you're basically doing action. When you learn Torah and do other speech mitzvahs, then you're connecting your thought and speech, which is much deeper even than action. See, the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim used to live with one liners for years.
We're just warming up, Rabbi.